No, I felt like I felt very good right from the start. You know, I think we showed that with that initial drive. I think we all made some good plays. You know, DT, great catch, first play. Cody Latimer made a huge play, you know, versus man coverage. You know, so I felt pretty good, yeah, right at the beginning. You know, obviously, no game is perfect. There's plenty of things, you know, I wish I would have done different, but that's a football game, and I'll watch the tape, and I'll learn from it, and I'll move forward. Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's actually a very similar play to the very first play of the game that I hit DT. And, you know, I'm just doing a play action fake, you know, away from where I'm throwing. And basically, I'm just trying to find the linebackers once I snap my head around. And if I see them in the line of scrimmage, I let that ball rip. And that's what I did. And their defensive back made a great play on it. And we got to find a way to stop turning it over, especially backed up. You know, anytime you put your team in a position like that, it's just it's horrible. And so we got to figure out what the problem is, you know, and we will, because that's horrible.
What did you try to do when it's 38-9, 44-9? You know, the game's gotten away from you.
Yeah.
What was it like in the huddle?
Just trying to, you know, keep a positive attitude, trying to keep the guys fired up. You know, there's been some wild things that have happened on football fields before. So until the clock says zero, you know, you always have a chance. And I think that's what you saw in the second interception, you know, and I already talked to coach, you know, it's something I really want to look at tomorrow, talk about the situation, the time, the score. You know, it just seemed like it was kind of that time to throw up one and see if we can get a big play downfield, maybe a pass interference call. You know, I was throwing it blind. I had to slide to my left. And but bottom line, we can't turn the ball over. And when we do that, it's just going to be hard to win football games. And we got to clean it up. It's just that simple.
We asked Vance, you know, if he'd stick with you. And he said he was going to keep evaluating. Do you like to continue on?
Absolutely. You know, I think every player in the National Football League plays this game to be the starter, to contribute to his team and help their football team win games. So I would love to be the starter of this football team. I can promise you this game is not going to discourage me. I'm going to work harder than ever to clean up these problems and get us back in the win column.
You've been around this team both as you were Trevor's backup and now the starter.
Yeah.
It does seem like it's quite discouraging around here. Is that how you read the mood?
You know, I think anytime you lose a game like this, you know, there's going to be some discouraged people. But we need to shake that off on the flight back to Denver, coming to work tomorrow with a positive mindset and ready to learn from our mistakes and fix them, because there's a lot of football to be played. And anything can happen down the stretch. So I'm not going to be discouraged. I trust that my teammates won't be discouraged. And I know there's a lot of heart in that locker room. And like I said, we're going to shake this one off on the flight home and come into work tomorrow with a positive mindset.
Brock, early in the game, there were some drives where you guys moved the ball a little bit, but then struggled once you got into Philadelphia territory. What was the difference there in terms of being able to convert those chances into touchdowns?
I think just execution. You know, I think coach put us in good positions all night to make plays. You know, looking back on it, yeah, you know, I throw it to Emmanuel in the red area. Well, if I throw it to DT, maybe we have a touchdown, you know. But once again, that's football. It's easy to second guess yourself after the plays happened. But we just got to clean it up. You know, Philadelphia is too good of a football team. You know, when you get into their territory, you have to find ways to score touchdowns. You know, you're not going to beat a team like that on the road by kicking field goals and punting the football all day. So offensively, we know we need to get better, and we're going to work extremely hard to fix the issues that are taking place and come back and have a great second half of the season. I mean, there's a lot of things that have taken place. I mean, I think every single football player would say that there's nothing that comes or you know, with game experience, you're always learning, you know, and the more game experience you get, the better you're going to get. And so that's where we are.
Brock, this may not have been the result you wanted at first start. What was the most frustrating part about today you had?
Losing.
Why is that?
Because we play this game to win.